Joe?
What?
Let's do this.
Okay. No. Fratelloni's Hardware and Garden Stores brings you Garage Logic Podcast number 1297. April 29th, you were going to do the Leroy Jenkins
thing. No, I was not.
I don't want to hear that.
Being respectful of the space.
April 29th, 20... Space, by the way, should be foghornable.
Oh.
It's really getting used in weird ways.
Safe space?
What is space?
It's the final frontier.
April 29th, 2024. 92 degrees on this day.
That's hot.
In 1952. And 22 degrees on this day in 1958. And on this day in 1984, more than 6.5 inches of snow.
Wow.
On this day in 1984. Swimming season will soon be here. Aquaside is their go-to place to get rid of the weeds and algae and the junk that's fouling up your swimming hole or your beach. Aquaside has been keeping beaches free of weeds and algae for more than 60 years with a complete line of lake and control products.
Let's do it.
They're quick to show results. They're easy to use. They register with the EPA and DNR, and there's no need.
No need?
No need to let weeds overtake your lake or pond this summer. Call Aquaside today. Tell them what you're looking at. They'll get you the right products. Call Aquaside at 1-800-328-9350 or go to aquaside.com. And Aquaside, of course, brings us the ice outs. And as I've said, we're nearing the end, quite a few over the weekend, but we're not going to do weekends. And I only have one today. Minnetonka apparently has never gone out on April 29, but White Bear went out on this day, April 29, in 1951.
Hail the flashlight, King!
And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic with Chris Reavers manning Technology Corner, Kenny Olson from the Krabby Coffee Shop, John Height in the newsroom, and of course, the rookie. Here is your flashlight king, fireworks commissioner, and the keeper of common sense, your mayor, Joe Soucheray.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Hey, it's
happy
the 29th of April.
Happy anniversary, 31 years. And if we did birthdays, I'd say happy birthday to my mom, but we don't do birthdays.
Garage Logic went on the air April 29th, 1993, and what distinguished that show?
You left early. I had to, you son of a gun.
I had to leave.
You left early.
You had a thing.
I had a thing.
You had a thing.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Setting the tone.
Have we ever established what? What was the thing? I know you left early, but I don't know.
No, it was
thing.
A long prior commitment.
Yeah, I just got a brand new show.
Yeah. Tea time.
My first day.
I was the godfather to my brother-in-law's child.
Okay.
Okay?
And they had a baptism on
in the middle
Tuesday
of the week.
Afternoon.
Yeah, hey, those Catholics, they're crazy. Let's throw them a curveball and do a baptism on Tuesday.
What I would have been here earlier today, but I had to shoot my dog.
Jesus.
Oh. Yeah, no, I took it out back. I just couldn't train the bastard. It was just a mean, mean dog, and I just got tired of it, so I shot it.
Was it eating chickens?
It was chicken sharp, as we say in the rural lands. It was chicken sharp.
I heard it had a hard mouth, too. Every time it bit down on a bird, it would crush it.
It'd get cracked a bird. And you know what? Yeah. I got tired of it, and I just said, sorry, kids, they watch out the window. I didn't bring them out into the field with me, but I said, if you want to watch the dog go down, just get in the window here.
Everybody gather around.
Yeah, well, gather around.
My advice to you is you should put that in a book. And then use that as part of the promotion.
No, you know what I think I am? I'm going to put it in a book and use it as an example of my...
Your hardship.
My tenacity, my leadership ability, my willingness to take on problems and deal with
it. It's a tough job.
You know, somebody's got to shoot that damn dog, and I'm going to do it. And as long as I was at it, we happen to have a goat. Yeah. I shot the goat, too.
Yeah.
The goat was foul-smelling.
And it making noise all through the night.
All the time. And goat I said, noises. You know what? As long as I'm going to shoot, kids, as long as I'm going to shoot the dog.
I'm loaded.
I got the gun and it's got ammo. I'm going to take out the goat, too. Why now, not? A couple of the kids cried, but I said, now, you'll get older.
What about your mother-in-law now? What are you going to do about her?
She's long gone.
You all better eat your dinner.
Yeah.
I still got some.
But the damn goat, I couldn't take it anymore, so I got rid of the goat. Now, that ends Kristi Noem's political career.
Yep.
Just ends it completely. She has no future.
I don't see how she could.
I believe I'm the one who was outspoken on behalf of Ms.
Well, you've
Noem,
always
from
been
a physical
you've always, well, you've been enamored.
I have. I'm a South Dakota guy married a South Dakota girl.
Sure.
And so I thought, oh, okay, I can get. Boy, that is absolute in the heart of no go zone.
Well, that's bunny in the pot.
Yeah, that's your.
You know.
No,
yeah,
so when we hear the definition, it's your redheads, your strippers, yeah, your governors of South Dakota.
Yeah, a bunny in the pot, your car gets keyed.
Yeah.
That's Kristi.
You end up in jail.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that was a fun weekend, huh, boys?
Apparently, what these morons think they have to do, part of the template for running for higher office is that you need a book on the stands.
Yeah.
You have to be published. So she whips together this BS during which I'm not going to read it, but apparently within its pages.
Okay.
Is her telling of why she wanted to get rid of the dog Cricket, because Cricket was a lousy field dog and showed no promise for hunting, and the title of the book is called No Going Back, which was true for Cricket. Cricket's done. There's no going back for Cricket. So it's a 20-year-old story. It was a working dog at our ranch. The book is... What's so funny?
It's time to jam with the mayor of GL with another Author's Corner.
Tell me about your dog.
Okay, I'm glad you invited me in today.
Yes, thank you. Welcome.
Why don't you interview me like I wrote
Here
the book?
Here we go. Yes. Yes.
Thank you for having me today.
Oh, we're certainly thrilled to have you here. Tell me about your state of life right now. What state are you in?
Well, Matt, I grew up on a ranch.
Okay.
In South Dakota.
Charming.
We had some good times and some hard times. We had goats and chickens and other
animals.
Not
easy. Not easy being a rancher.
No,
it's a tough job.
It was a tough deal, and I was so attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to say that now. I'm being objective, I hope, but I was so attractive that I didn't really cotton up to the farm work. I would rather have been in town.
You still had the city in you.
Well, not really, Matt. There's no really tall building. Even in Pier here, the capital of South Dakota, you'd think it was Robbinsdale.
Spin, by the way. You need to respond with, that's a great question.
Really?
To give your time.
I'm sorry, you're interrupting the interview.
I'm
in Author's Corner.
What percentage of normal are you?
I would say 75% on most days.
Okay, 25%. That's a big 25%.
Well, Matt, I'm going to give you 25. It's a good question.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you 25% when I'm a little loosey-goosey.
Okay.
Can I get back to how attractive I was?
Yes. Would you like to stay for the rest of the hour?
I have another appointment.
Okay.
I'm going to be on.
You're leaving early.
Don
Imus.
No, he's dead. I'm going
he's
on with
dead.
Howard Stern later.
Oh,
and where was I, Matt?
Attractive, yes.
So what happened was a lot of the times I just would tell my father, you know, I just don't want any involvement in this farm life.
Like to just brush it under the rug.
I was more interested in fashion and makeup and hair and nails and things of that
Farmer's
nature.
Farmer's daughter kind of thing?
Really, sort of that. And then,
see some plaid.
But we had two animals that particularly irritated me. One was our dog, Cricket.
Okay, Cricket. What was the problem with Cricket? What really drove you nuts?
Well, based on hearsay, because I didn't deal with it.
Okay.
Based on hearsay, the men would gather around the kitchen table, and they'd complain about Cricket and say, that darn dog.
Up to antics, canine antics.
That darn dog will never be a hunter.
Okay.
That darn dog will never work the field. That darn dog will never flush a pheasant. And I didn't have much to do with cricket, but I would hear this for weeks.
Well, just you had enough?
So finally, I just went and shot it.
Okay.
I got rid of it. I took it to the gravel pit.
That's quite the change to another level there.
I felt that was an example of how I take matters into my own hands and I resolve problems.
I see.
And then we had a goat.
Where did cricket end up?
Did the goat have a name? It's in my biographical material. I'm not sure the goat had a name.
Tom Brady. He's the goat.
Yeah. I don't know what the goat's name was, but you know what I didn't like about the goat, Matt?
Tell me. That's why we're here.
The goat smelled.
Oh.
It had the plugged up ducks or something.
Okay.
And it... It just reeked.
Ducks.
It had D-U-C-T-S. It had the a duct problem.
Did his nose run and his feet smell?
Yes.
He's built backwards.
That's right. So, that's a funny joke. We know that joke in South Dakota.
Yeah, I got that one. Yeah.
Are other people asking me questions, and I don't know where they are. I don't
know. Joe.
If I was in my car listening to this, I'd already be listening to The Who on KQ. What's the worst interview I've ever heard in my life?
Well, I'm sorry. It's my book. It's called No Going Back.
It's time for Author's Corner.
Thank you.
Now, here's Joe Souchere.
Can I have that back?
Yeah, I don't see a name for the goat, sir. Yeah.
Did you kill the goat because it smelled bad?
Oh, John.
Kevin, that's terrible.
Matthew, you do know
for
how to
Author's Corner
people.
With Joe Souchere. And this one, Christy, is a strike.
It's a shame we're going to lose her from the public.
She's not hard on the ice.
She's a very attractive gal, wears a nice pair of jeans, but she's nuts.
Here's what I'm going to say.
They're morons.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Jesus.
Boy, that was a fun weekend in Mitchell.
Yeah.
There she is again.
Mitchell, South Dakota. Yeah. Get it.
She said she's trying to brush this off as something very common on the farm.
Okay.
Think you put down a dog if the poor guy's wounded seriously.
Sure, he's got the three legs.
You don't put a dog down because he's just a lousy hunter.
Right.
You either give the dog away and let some other family have him as a pet.
Rook and I would have put down years ago.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
A long time ago.
If you were out in the woods and you were hunting deer and you saw a dog running, chasing a deer by you, what would you do?
Nothing.
Well, legally in Minnesota, you can shoot that dog.
Well, I'm not going to.
And you're encouraged to do so.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to. It would be typical of you to defend Christy Noem shooting the dog in the goat.
Oh, wait. Hold on a
you're
minute,
the guy
USOB.
Who cheered on the cowboy bringing a wolf into a bar in Montana with his mouth duct taped.
Stop talking, you jackass, you.
Let me defend Kenny in this. Before we went on the air, he basically told me the opposite. He had this situation, so.
And you didn't shoot the dog.
He handled it wisely.
Right. You gave the dog to another family.
It wasn't chasing deer, no, but it was a black lab, yeah.
We
gave it away.
We had
it was a bad hunter.
Yeah.
Tried to eat another dog on our block in St. Paul. It was very... The problem was, seriously... Never have a dog before you have a kid, because the dog gets really spoiled.
True.
And once the kid arrives on the scene,
territorial.
You drop that dog like a bad habit. Yeah.
So the dog went nuts. I need you to retract that accusation right here and now.
What accusation?
That you think I'm defending this idiot.
No, I'm going to retract it. I'll retract
May
it.
May I ask?
May I finish the Springer story?
Yeah, sure.
We then gave the dog to a family that lived out in on the Delwood Hills golf course, friends of a friend.
Okay.
And the dog then proceeded to steal every golf ball hit his way on the 17th fairway and chase golfers. To my knowledge, the dog was never put down. It was just put up with. They put up with it.
Okay. It's a little different.
What is that about? I had a mutt as a kid, Dunker, would chase every single car that drove by, and I always encouraged it and rewarded her. I thought that was awesome.
Every dog I've been associated with in my life has been nuts. We had a dog as a kid named Toby, and Toby walked up and down the shoreline 12 hours a day, just up and down the shoreline looking at minnows.
Yeah, so did Dunker.
Okay. Toby disappeared one day.
Oh, no.
And everybody was relieved.
Months went by. Toby reappears.
Oh, boy.
Hey, how you doing?
It had moved to Minneapolis for months. We don't know how it got there.
Got a good lease?
But the people figured out that it was ours and must have had a tag on it. Okay. Brought it back and said, yeah, we've been in Minneapolis. First thing Toby did, walked to the beach.
Up and down.
Back and forth looking for Minneapolis.
Was Toby happy to see the family?
Not
or
really.
Was he very,
not really.
Very indifferent.
Very aloof.
Very indifferent, yeah.
Yeah.
May I ask a question?
You may.
How about we're here, right?
Author's Corner with Joe Souchere. Just the way you want it.
You have Kristi Noem, yes. Governor of South Dakota.
Yes.
Potential aspiring VP.
Not anymore.
Right. What would you ask her once you read everything you read over the weekend?
I would say, did you purposely torch your own political career? Because the public will not tolerate what she did. It wouldn't bother Trump.
Sure.
But the public would be up in arms over what you did, Kristi. So you, I think you might have purposely blown yourself out of the water. But I hope she has a nice marriage and a husband who makes money. She's done with this governor's gig. She's done.
There's one aspect of this that it's, I don't know if it's irony or not, but this dog of Christie's would nip at people, right? Would bite them, nibble on them.
BFD.
We have a president in the White House whose dog has literally attacked many yep. people,
yes.
including Secret Service agents.
He's killed Secret Service agents.
They've had to get stitches because of this goddamn
Well, there
devil
was one
dog.
Secret Service agent where Biden's always dragging him around the lawn out there. Remember that?
Yeah.
Guy's head was, his neck was all bleeding. And,
devil dog.
Oh, yeah.
The presidential
He
devil
names
dog.
Him admiral or lieutenant or something, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Scout or...
Yeah. And boy, he hates Secret Service agents.
I have a question.
Author's Corner with Joe Souchere. The countdown continues. Bam.
Miss Noem.
I thought we were done. I have to. My limousine is waiting.
Well, Author's Corner. See, we're always in Author's Corner.
Right,
once we open it, you cannot escape.
You're in the corner,
Miss Noem. I was just kind of curious. Despite your failed now continued career in politics, I'm wondering. Will you still house Governor Walz with his estate, meaning he's tax dodging in the state of South Dakota?
Right.
Because I'm just curious if that's still allowed, given that you are now going to continue as the governor of South Dakota.
Oh, yes. I remain anti-taxation to the extent that you poor saps in Minnesota have it. And if Tubby wants to settle in down here in Sioux Falls, that's fine with me. You people won't miss him. And he can sit here and... play with Cricket.
Well, no, he could, but Cricket's no longer with
Crickets,
us.
Yeah,
we lost Cricket because, you know.
Woof.
Cricket, bye-bye.
Listen to this. Joey Johnson writes, to the office of the mayor of Gumption County, I was returning from Fratelloni's last week, and my garage door would open only 1 foot and stop.
Oh, no.
Broken spring.
No.
The call was made to Precision. James, my service tech, was able to come an hour early. Probably due to his efficiency. My door had not been serviced in 20 years. The inspection revealed frayed cables, worn bearings, cracked hinges, and several other inadequacies. James had everything repaired, including adjusting the opener. To top it off, he waited another 30 minutes for the CP to get home so he could program the opener in her car. All work was warranted. The door has never been so quiet. Call Precision and ask for James. Well, I can't get any better testimonial than that.
I'll say.
But I'm telling you, I see these a lot. These people know what they're doing, and they're really good at it. Precision Garage Door of the Twin Cities in western Wisconsin. They don't charge more for weekends. They usually have all the materials they need to take care of their visit on the first arrival, and right now there's a deal on garage doors. Tell them you're a GLer. Save $100 off on a single car garage door, $200 off on any double car garage door, and they'll consult with you. You can pick out the right door and design it, whatever. This is a one-stop shop. I hope you have their number in your telephone. Call Precision Door at 612-263-6985. Mention that new GL door, get $100 off a single, $200 off any double door, or find them at precisiondoormn.com.
Warm, sunny days are calling, and it's time to fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. You'll feel and look better for summer thanks to the chef-crafted meals from Factor with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. 35 different meals with more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. Factor's meals are fresh, never frozen, dietitian approved, and ready to heat in just 2 minutes. The ingredients are restaurant quality, featuring premium ingredients like my favorite filet mignon, shrimp, or blackened salmon. From breakfast to dessert, stay fueled with easy, nutritious options. Choose from 6 menu preferences from Factor to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, and simply eat well balanced. Head to factormeals.com/garagelogic50 and use code garagelogic50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code garage Logic 50 at factormeals.com/garagelogic50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Need to get going on this anniversary.
Are we on a break?
We're advertising.
Happy anniversary, GL. Ken, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring it up. Nibble bass.
You'll learn more here by accident than elsewhere by design. Here's Joe Soucheray.
Look here, I don't want to get in trouble or anything, but do you think, would it be wrong to say that Seafoam is on par with Mother Teresa?
Yes.
Could Seafoam be considered a saint?
No.
Well, listen,
it's an inanimate object.
Listen to this, though. I looked it up. According to my Catholic friends on the internet, there are 4 miracles. Healing miracle. Seafoam does that.
Yep.
Exorcism, casting out of demons, evil spirits. Seafoam does that.
Basically.
Now, here's the one I don't know about. Nature miracles like calming storms and feeding multitudes. Seafoam doesn't calm storms, but it will help you outrun storms.
Plus, so you can get to the grocery store.
If you're in, like, say, Oklahoma or Nebraska, yeah, you could outrun that tornado. And then restoration miracles, raising the dead, restoring life. Seafoam definitely. So 3 out of 4, not bad.
Yeah, but you know, these sainthood ain't card tricks. You gotta do that stuff.
That's something I should show respect to, evidently.
Apparently.
According to the serious look on your face right now.
Kenny, let me tell you what I did yesterday in anticipation
of... Is this going to be a long story?
No, in anticipation of firing up my Echo Weed Whip, the vacuum, and the leaf blower, I bought 3 cans of Seafoam at the hardware store yesterday afternoon. And I anticipate they'll be running perfectly this week.
Don't put the whole can of Seafoam in each one of those things. That's way too much.
A dollop.
You know, this a comes dollop? From a guy that passes out on the beach at 4 o'clock and misses his dinner reservation. Don't feed them a whole can. Okay. Just give them a shot.
Got it.
What they're going to do is they're going to lubricate, keep those moving parts moving. The ethanol additives in gasoline, they dry. That dries everything out. Seafoam makes that all better, removes the varnish, brings engines back into top working order. The best part of Seafoam, this stuff is everywhere. Convenience stores, auto parts stores, NAC hardware, big box. It's even in grocery stores. A local company with a global reach and a true miracle in a world of bad gas. Seafoam.
Let's have a civics lesson, shall we?
Let's do it.
This is from the Saturday Star Tribune. 6 candidates, all of whom live in Edina, have filed a run for an open District 6 seat on the Hennepin County Board. The special primary election for these 6 candidates is tomorrow.
Okay.
That primary will narrow the field to 2. And then on May 14th is the special election. The seat is being vacated by Chris LaTendre, who left the board in September. The term is up. If he left the board in September, why are they only getting around to it now?
That's a good question.
He left the board in September. The term is up at the end of the year, so the seat will be on the ballot again in November. Okay, that's for the Hennepin County Board. Let's just cut to the chase. Who are the 6 candidates?
Let's meet the fellas.
Well, number 1 is Heather Edelson. She's a state rep, so she's already in the public class.
She's in the club.
And she's running because it complements her experience as a mental health therapist. Okay.
Can you do both? Are you allowed to?
I wonder. It's almost oxymoronic to be in the legislature and a mental health therapist. The Hennepin County Board complements my experiences as a mental health therapist in serving in the Minnesota House of Reps, where I have been vice chair of Ways and Means, Health and Human Services, and she wishes to take that apparently to a higher level. Is Heather the one who wanted to ban lawnmowers?
That name does sound familiar. I'll look that up.
I think she wanted to ban lawnmowers.
What's her last name?
Edelson.
Edelson.
Okay. E-D-E-L-S-O-N. Could you verify that?
Yeah, it is.
All right. The next candidate is Patrick Gage. Occupation, nonprofit leader and political organizer. Well, that means he's never worked or currently doesn't work. He said, Hennepin County District is my home. I'll bring a unique sense of fresh ideas to the county board, from climate change to public safety. I don't like it. What? Anybody finding anything on Heather?
Yeah, she was. House Democrats introduced ban on new gas lawnmowers in 2025.
That's right.
And this was February 2023.
That's right. Heather.
She's on the, she leads the civility caucus.
Well, I'm opposed to Heather for a variety of reasons. That would chief among them attempting to ban gasoline engines for your garden. I'm opposed to Patrick. I have no personal animosity towards any of these people. I'm just telling you what I think about them. Patrick Gage offers me nothing. He's an activist. Janet Katui, occupation, director of procurement at Normandale Community College.
She's a buyer.
She's from Kenya. She has an immigrant story. She's been in the U.S. for 35 years. She's raised her kids here. She wants to give back to the community. I'm the black female Senator Paul Wellstone. Okay, I'm running because politics is about the improvement of people's lives. I happen to disagree with her. I would discount her. Daniel Moret, occupation, program manager at a community reinvestment fund. Okay, I don't know what that means. He wants to harness technology to enhance public services, promoting climate-focused investment, ensuring community safety, and investing in programs. And, okay. And again, I have nothing against any of these people, but that's also a no.
From all of everything I've read so far, this is the most political answer, because he's just serving up mumbo jumbo. Right. What should the community or the county board do differently? It must embrace innovation, right, using technology to improve services and efficiency. Okay.
And then we have Jen Westmoreland. She's a Minnesota State College and University's faculty Hopkins School Board member. Why are you running?
Go back.
No, I purposely did.
Okay, good.
Are you running? I'm a lifelong resident of Six. I as an organizer, aren't we all organizers to a certain degree?
I think we all are, yeah.
As an organizer and elected official, I have taken a rational and data-driven approach to leadership. Okay, you're gone. And then finally, Marissa Simonetti, occupation, businesswoman and mother. Well, you got my vote. Right there. I'm not even going to read anything further.
Done.
That's my vote.
Oh, but you need to.
I will. I saw increasing issues of crime, frivolous government spending, and lack of accountability did not sit well. Criminals are running rampant and being rewarded for malignant behavior. This is unsustainable and destructive to our children's futures. I am the type of person who will either stop complaining or do something about it. Here we are, so you know which option I picked. Good for you, Marissa Simonetti. Go girl. Yeah. What do you think the county board should do differently? County commissioners need to do more with less.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Being efficient with taxpayer resources. Amen. It's time to reevaluate failing pet projects and have the wisdom to know whether to either repurpose or cut the losses. Amen.
Amen.
Instead of taking out our bonds that will financially burden our children in the future. Amen. We need courage and leadership that enforces laws to protect public safety. And I give you, Sister Simonetti, an amen. Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen, lady. Okay, there's six candidates. And seriously, I have nothing against any of them. I don't mean to demean any of them. But there's only one who might have some practical, real-world experience. She's a businesswoman and a mom.
Let's go.
And guess what? She's going to lose.
Maybe not. The vote's tomorrow. You live out in District 6.
They're not voting for her.
Who are they going to vote for?
Any one of those commies other than Marissa.
Are they going to vote for a woman who wants to take away your bleeping lawnmower?
Yeah. Oh, they love her. Yes. Yep. Yep. Patrick, Janet, Danny, Janet. Yep. They love them all. They hate Marissa Marissa speaks the truth.
Well, if I was in District 6 and I voted tomorrow, Marissa Simonetti gets my vote.
Let's go.
That's your civics
lesson. Are you willing to move?
I mean, here she obviously was willing to do what we're always asking people to do.
Yep.
She said, I either was going to stop complaining or do something. Now you know the option I picked. Right. I'm doing something.
Yep.
Well, good for you. Thank you. I wish you the best. We need 100, 200 Marissa Simonettis, male, female, black, blue, yellow, white. I don't care. We need 100, 200 Marissa Simonettis.
I would request getting her on the program, but our endorsement will only hurt her, as we've seen from our past endorsements.
You want to do that to her?
No, I don't want to. I want her to win.
And then back to the legislature. We have somewhat new news on State Senator Nicole Mitchell, DFL Woodbury, who was arrested in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota last week for felony first-degree burglary at a private home owned by her stepmom. A felony, I'm reading from the American Experiment. We've got some information here. A felony conviction will disqualify her from serving in the Minnesota Senate. In fact, it will immediately disqualify her. Despite this, she is refusing to resign and will likely return to the Senate. I think she returned to the Senate today. With Democrats holding a 34-33 majority, a sitting senator under felony arrest could cast the deciding vote on legislation that will impact all Minnesotans, including future tax increases. This should stop. Sign the petition. Use our one-click form to send an email to your senator telling them to urge Senator Mitchell to resign immediately. Number two, support an expedited ethics process that completes its investigation before the end of the current session. And number three, pause all voting in the Senate until we can guarantee the integrity of the process. I would add, you know perfectly well that if Senator Nicole Mitchell was Senator Robert Mitchell, Republican from Woodbury, and he broke into his stepmom's house, they would be after him with pitchforks.
Yes. The Senate was adjourned until today at 11.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, it's resumed
opened,
at 11?
It opened up at 11 today, yeah. Yes.
So go to AmericanExperiment.org if you're of a mind. It's one word, AmericanExperiment.org. And you will find a one-click form to send an email directly to Senator Mitchell calling her to resign and apparently a petition you can partake in. And will Minnesotans do such a thing? I don't know. It's AmericanExperiment.org.
Orange.
All right. I have some new stuff on the ground.
Did you want to go back to Author's Corner at all?
No.
Okay. We're only three cuts in, so I didn't know if you wanted to get to...
Yeah, there's still more.
Well, I mean, it gets wild in Author's Corner.
No, I just want to tell you that...
Sit right down for Author's Corner. Let's all have some fun. Listen up to Souchere, because before you know it, it's done.
Anniversary.
Yes.
Look, the weather's warming. Stock up on quality meats for outdoor gatherings. And where else? Grunhofer's. Eight different packs to choose from when it comes to... You want to hear about these packs? Have you heard about the packs?
I know of the packs.
Pork pack. beef pack, chicken pack, steak pack, fresh sausage pack, grill pack, mini griller pack, and freezer pack.
Ooh.
With 8 different packs to choose from, you're gonna satisfy your cravings. Yes, you in the back.
Have you heard about the Twins' latest?
It's in the news.
Gimmick.
It's in the news.
John will have it.
I know, they should absolutely be embracing Grunhofer's old-fashioned meats with this gimmick.
Is the sausage the Twins using from
the
Grunhofer's?
Home run sausage?
No, it's from Mandan, North Dakota, which is why it's in my news, so I can show some civic pride.
They are taking an out-of-state product for our ball club.
These packs are an amazing deal. You get all the stuff you need for the big grilling outdoor adventure. Yeah. Well, here, if you want to even order ahead, you can call them. 651-426-2800. Or you stop at any of the 3 Grunhofer's locations. The flagship is about a mile north of Hugo on Highway 61.
Been there.
The second store that opens in Forest Lake.
Have not been
just
there.
East of 35 on 97. The new store is in White Bear Lake on Highway 96 in Birch Lake Square.
Easy to find.
All 3 have the packs. All 3 have the excellent assortment of Grunhofer's old-fashioned meats. It's a meat emporium. Wait a minute.
It's not always about the meat, though, Joe.
You want to hear some new brat flavors?
Well, right after I tell you there are 3 flavors of pretzels. Everything pretzel, loaded with flavor. Ranch pretzels, a savory classic. And the dill pickle pretzel, a tangy twist.
Make it a steak night with a fresh bacon-wrapped tenderloin or ribeye.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing to me?
Chicken wild rice brats, broccoli cheddar, loaded potato, veggie beef, barley, and chicken chili. Chicken chili brat sounds pretty damn good. It's Grunhofer's old-fashioned meats.
Not a Garage Logic town council member. Here's what you're missing.
What are you doing?
I'm eating an apple.
What are you doing, Joe?
Trying to get people concerned here.
Well, I tried getting your attention, the fact that we went 18 minutes long. Jesus.
What's wrong with that? It's a podcast. You can do whatever you want.
No.
Oh, yes.
Let's get her going here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, see, we have these things called breaks in which ad insertions.
No, I know.
I mean, I can get you in on all the meetings if you'd like.
No.
You're good?
No.
Okay.
Go behind the scenes of Garage Logic with unfiltered audio and video access, invites to exclusive events, an emailed newsletter from the mayor himself, and more by signing up at GarageLogic.com.
Why is it a strike?
Here's a man who spends hours in hardware stores sifting through the nuts and bolts of life, Joe Souchere.
First of all, it is a competition. You might not think it's a competition, but it's a competition. And if you don't think it's a competition, that means you're losing. What am I talking about? I'm talking about that skanky yard of yours and ProfessionalTurf.com, who can turn it all around for you. They've been at it since 82. Now, if you're a brand new customer, if you just went with the company that we at GL use, I'm going to warn you, if you've received your first treatment, you know how in the winter when it's snowing so much, you'll go out in the middle of a blizzard and you'll snowblow? That's how it is with ProTurf. Even if it's raining out, you should probably go out to your yard and start mowing. Just get ahead of it, because that grass is going to grow. You're not going to see any weed, no broadleaves, no dandelions, none of that nonsense. Just a luxurious, lush carpet of green. And yeah, you're going to be at it a couple of times a week with Professional Turf. All you have to do is schedule a free in-person lawn care analysis. A guy, a gal, one of them's going to come out, years of experience under their belt. They're going to set up a program just for your lawn. And it's not going to hurt the environment ever. Don't worry about that. Exceptional lawn care, landscape, and irrigation service. We're talking ProfessionalTurf.com.
Here's John Haidt.
Thank you, Joe. This news brought to you by North American Banking Company. A couple of quick sports notes before we get to news. Timberwolves beat the Phoenix Suns last night to sweep them in their playoff series. If you did not stay up late and watched it, Anthony Edwards was amazing.
Be special, John.
Oh, he is definitely special.
Pioneer Press had the score in the game story. Star Tribune did not.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. One injury issue Wolves coach Chris Finch left the game late in the fourth quarter after an inadvertent collision with Wolves guard Mike Conley. Team says he has a ruptured patellar tendon in his right knee.
He looked in terrible pain.
Oh, he did. The face he made.
Oh, my word.
The Wolves next take on the winner of the Lakers-Nuggets series. The Nuggets lead that series 3-1.
Do we know what Finch will... Now, he has to have surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Will he sit in a chair and coach them, or is he done?
They're going to be off for probably a week.
A week. And if the Lakers can win another one, it'll be more than a week.
True.
So, who knows?
I have a baseball question. Anybody watch the game yesterday?
Hi. How are you? Yeah.
Tell me why, when the Angels are losing by so much, are they going through pitchers trying to save? What are they doing? Why not just let the guys stay out there and stink it up? Why waste your pitchers?
You don't want to humiliate a guy that doesn't, quote unquote, have it for that day. I know exactly what you're talking
really?
About.
Really?
Yeah.
Screw him.
I personally tend to agree with you. But
you're down 11-5. Stop.
They did just use a position player to throw on Saturday. So the manager's saying, well, for God's sake, we got to put somebody out there to get out of this game because they're that bad.
It was so sad. I loved it. It made me feel so good.
Yeah.
I watched my other team, the Yankees, over the weekend, and there were a lot of position players that pitched. In fact, Milwaukee used different position players 2 games in a row, and the Yankees, with a big lead, used a position player. It was a very odd situation.
Yeah. I say take your medicine like a man. Get beat up.
One other sort of sports note, and Chris already sort of mentioned this. I bring this up as a matter of civic pride in the city I grew up in, Mandan, North Dakota. The Minnesota Twins now have a rally sausage. Last week, Kyle Farmer brought in summer sausage, left it sitting on the table. Not content to simply leave it on the table, hitting coach David Popkins brought it out of the dugout during their series with the White Sox. The Twins swept the White Sox. White Sox, they're not very good. But the Twins did score 25 runs in the series, and that led Minnesota hitters to believe the sausage was good luck. They've been touching it before they go up to bat. It's also used in celebration after a home run.
What do they do with the sausage after a home run?
Hey, now.
They touch
but
it.
But it's in a package.
I have strong opinions about this, but I'm waiting for John.
Right. Well, it's not just any summer sausage, and I wouldn't use this story if it wasn't made in the town I grew up in, of Mandan, North Dakota. It's Cloverdale tangy summer sausage, which I've actually brought in for you guys to taste in the past.
I bet Spencer has just as good a stuff.
Cloverdale is really good.
Where I grew up, Cloverdale, they actually changed the recipe a couple of years ago because it became nationwide, so they put in a different kind of preservative of some sort.
Oh.
And they had to, and it wasn't as good, and people complained. That's how much it's loved, and they switched back to the old recipe.
Okay.
Eat it on crackers, pasta salad, whatever. And apparently it's bringing luck to the Twins. Also, Cloverdale makes a great pepper bacon if you run into that.
Thanks, John. That's enough of that.
Enough Cloverdale ads?
Yes, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, oh, no. Oh, no. I have had Cloverdale summer sausage. No one loves summer sausage more than this guy right here.
Oh, I will wrestle you for that title.
I think we all love summer
sausage. I have to say this. You are the Minnesota Twins. If you are going to go with Kentucky bluegrass for your infield, that's fine. That's
here
fine.
We go.
That's
here
fine. We go. You go ahead. I'll acquiesce to the Kentucky bluegrass. This is Minnesota.
You sound like Jerry Burns.
You get a Minnesota summer sausage.
Are you going to sit there and tell us?
This is all.
You're not going to let America get ruined.
This is the United States of America here in Twins territory. I am sorry. Yes, North Dakota someone is involved.
Go to Grundhoffer's
and get your damn summer sausage here.
Spence, take a truckload over there.
This is all Bob Schnelker's fault.
It is.
Burnsy.
I like Cloverdale. But I love
Are you done, Chris?
You do not go out of state to get your goddamn rally sausage.
Okay.
If we're going to have a sausage party relating to baseball, it better be Minnesota summer sausage.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a little tough by the end of the year, isn't it, if they don't unwrap it?
Yeah, John, what say ye?
It's April. Hey, someone unwrapped that thing. It's August.
Rancid.
Yeah.
I heard one of them on the broadcast yesterday say you don't have to refrigerate it. I disagree.
I disagree.
Now, if you once you open the package, she's got to go in the.
Well, I'll tell you one other damn thing. I'm a pro ball player. I ain't touching no sausage before I go to hit.
Well, we've already proved that you're a fancy aristocrat city boy with your hatred for polka music. So.
Any ball player will tell you when you're going through a slump, Joe. What you need is a slump buster,
and it turns out it's a lousy log of sausage.
Sometimes it can be a sausage.
Sometimes it can be a big girl.
Well, either way, you sometimes just need a helping hand to get out of that slump.
Sometimes it's a hot goalie.
And it's not lousy sausage.
I didn't say it was.
Cloverdale is good.
No, but Joe did.
We're the Minnesota Twins.
In the news.
Hi.
Back to the more serious
There's
stuff.
There's three different kinds of sausage in my refrigerator now. There's beef sausage from the quarter that we bought. There's venison sausage, and there's Cloverdale.
There you go.
Three.
DFL state senator who was arrested and charged last week has now been removed from her Senate committee assignments and caucus meetings. This morning, the Senate came back at 11, and she indeed was seated. Senator Majority Leader Aaron Murphy announced the decision yesterday morning, saying that Senator Nicole Mitchell will be relieved of her committee assignments and removed from caucus meetings. Murphy added that a lot of questions surrounding the case still need to be answered, but while her case plays out in the courts and in a Senate Ethics Committee, Mitchell won't have her normal duties at the Capitol. While the case goes through the court, Senator Mitchell will not be allowed to take part in any caucus or committee meetings, but can still debate from the floor and cast votes. The reason all of this is important is because it keeps a one-vote majority in the Senate for Democrats. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson says more needs to be done. In a statement, he called the punishment half-hearted.
Experiment Center, AmericanExperiment.org. Find a petition regarding Mitchell.
Star Tribune reporting they arrived by the busload, hundreds of people filling the atrium of the Hennepin County Government Center this morning to show support for Ryan Londrigan, the Minnesota state trooper charged who is in court on murder and manslaughter charges this morning. Wearing burgundy T-shirts carrying the slogan Trooper Londrigan is innocent, the group of off-duty law enforcement and other supporters recited a prayer and cheered when Londrigan walked by on his way to the courtroom. Londrigan charged with murder, manslaughter, and assault in the fatal shooting of motorist Ricky Cobb II last summer on I-94 in North Minneapolis. Londrigan fired his service weapon, hitting Cobb twice as Cobb was trying to pull away while officers were still attached to the car. Trooper Brett Seide has said that he feared for his safety and Londrigan protected him. Several use of force experts have said Londrigan was justified in the shooting because he was protecting the other officer. There's no decisions today in all of this, and afterwards, apparently things got a little heated. I just saw that before I started the newscast with both sides yelling at each other outside the courtroom.
Was there tussling? Did they tussle?
I don't believe.
Throw hands?
No physical. No.
Darn it.
Lots of yelling at each
other. I do have a question. Is the public allowed to purchase said shirt? Because when I saw that this morning, I said I would have 100%.
What's the shirt say?
About supporting Londrigan. Oh. All of the officers that showed up in the buses all had the same T-shirt on.
Yeah. Trooper Londrigan is innocent is what it says.
Okay. So. Can we back up one story before you go forward, John? I have a question for Joe regarding Nicole Mitchell and this. What do you want us to sign?
It's the AmericanExperiment.org is offering a petition and a means to email your own state senator asking them to take the right action.
In regards to the petition, though, don't you have to be in her district in order for it to count?
I don't know. I think every Minnesotan has a vested interest in not having a woman charged with a felony voting.
Well, there's no question about that. Yeah. You sometimes you answer questions like you're a politician.
Yeah.
Coon Rapids police
didn't
are looking
answer
for
me, Joe. You gave me something I wanted to hear, but
it almost
that
sounded
was very
like
politic.
It was
very
good.
Politic.
That was very politic. I said politic.
Sit right down for Author's Corner. Let's
no,
all have some.
Author. Christie's left the building.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were answering it. No, in that vein.
She had a dog to go shoot.
Yep.
Coon Rapids police are. Coon Rapids police are looking for suspects in connection to a Friday night shooting at the Emma B. Howe YMCA in Coon Rapids. 16-year-old boy was wounded in the gunfire. He should survive. Witnesses say the scene was chaotic. Just before 8 p.m., it happened Friday night. They found the wounded 16-year-old inside. The deputy of police there, Adam Jacobson, said, "We do believe the shooter was actually standing outside the YMCA firing into the building. At this point, we don't believe this is a random shooting. It involved separate groups who were known to each other." Jacobson said the incident was part of what he called an ongoing conflict between two groups. Why don't we take a short break here and see what our buddy the rookie has to tell us.
Well, I have something very important to tell you, so I'm going to lend me your ear for 57 more seconds, please, and I'll tell you about the fine folks at Welter Heating.
54.
Thank you. Welterheating.com is, that's the website that you want to visit. You can schedule an appointment. You can go old school, call 612-825-6867. A human being answers the phone during business hours. And you can have them say, "I want to get all my air conditioning units all set and ready." Give them the little tune-up. They're making a funny noise last year, but we escaped without any problems. Well, don't roll the dice this year. Get in touch with Welter. Have one of their certified techs come out. There's four generations of Welter family. They are doing a great job serving the metro area for the last 120 years. Whether you're thinking about an air purification system, need to work on that AC unit, or put the furnace down for the year, 612-825-6867, welterheating.com. Their website will answer some of your questions. You might not even have to make an appointment. Welterheating.com. Whether it's air conditioning or heating your shelter, make sure you do it with Ray N. Welter.
We haven't had many roofers join us on Garage Logic, but Pete is with us from Hire a Pro, and he wants to explain to you how they do what they do.
Joe, last year we helped a lot of GLers keep what a roofing company would have otherwise taken in profits. We showed everyone behind the curtain, and the average homeowner kept about $5,600. Minnesota had a huge hail year in 23, and there's a lot of people who still have roofs to replace. Let's sit down and look over your claim together. We'll show you labor, material costs, how much profit is on the claim, and what you would keep for getting a permit and writing out a couple extra checks. Not a bad ROI for letting Hire a Pro manage the project for you. Oh, and lifetime manufacturer-backed warranties? Yeah, we got those too. So tell me, if the options were us or someone with no transparency who takes all the money, would you go anywhere else?
Probably not.
So hit us up. Worst case is you don't like transparency and you'd rather pay full price.
So if insurance has approved your roof replacement, give these guys a call at 651-402-3400 or visit them online at hireadot.pro. That's hire a, and then put the dot there, pro.
You cannot stop him. He'll just make a move. Joe Soucheray.
Had a neighbor over this weekend doing some stuff. I'm going to slow down. This is going to be a 17-minute ad.
Yeah.
But honestly, he said, what kind of water is this? This isn't Jordan, the city of Jordan water. I said, no, dummy. This is Hofferman water, courtesy of Connecticut. And he was blown away. He's making the call. You should, too. Get on the schedule right now for that free water analysis. I did a number of years ago. You should do it today because it's going to make an amazing difference in the quality of that water. It doesn't matter. Your laundry, your cooking, your showers, it doesn't matter. Hofferman Water and Connecticut make everything better. So here's the first step. Get on the schedule for that free water analysis. Yes, it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. 612-895-2440. That's their phone number. You can also visit their website, HoffermanWater.com. You go on that website, you can also make that appointment, but you can also see every single system that they have to offer. Whether it's a brand new drinking water system, a water softener, an odor filtration system, doesn't matter. Hofferman Water is going to make everything better because they have been proudly serving the state of Minnesota for over 50 years. Please do me a favor and mention that you heard over here on the Garage Logic Podcast. John?
You don't know, wait. You know who needs Hofferman? Charles Barkley.
Oh, yes.
Who is one of my top 10 favorite human beings in the world.
He's fantastic.
He won't go to, what's the new town he won't go to? He won't go to San Antonio because the women are too big.
The big girls.
Big girls in San Antonio. What's the latest town he said?
He was trying.
He doesn't like the water.
Well, the Pelicans mailed it in so badly that he thought they didn't deserve Cancun.
Right.
Because their season was over. He was going to send them to that dirty-ass water in Galveston.
Galveston. You got brown water there. I ain't going to Galveston.
They don't deserve Cancun. Right.
Yeah.
In other news, tornadoes killed four people in Oklahoma and left thousands without power yesterday after an outbreak of severe weather flattened buildings in the heart of one rural town and injured at least 100 people across the state. More than 20,000 people were still without electricity early this morning. The destruction was extensive in the town of Sulphur, a town of about 5,000 people, where a tornado crumpled many downtown buildings, tossed cars and buses, and sheared the roofs off houses across a 15-block radius. The governor of the state, Kevin Stitt, said about 30 people were injured in Sulphur, including some who were in a bar as the tornado hit. Hospitals across the state reported about 100 injuries, including people apparently cut or hit by debris. Israeli officials appear increasingly concerned that the International Criminal Court may issue arrest warrants against the country's leaders as international pressure mounts over the war in Gaza. Airstrikes overnight into Monday killed 25 people in Rafah, according to hospital records. Israel is planning an invasion of that city, although its closest ally, the U.S., and others have repeatedly warned against it, saying an offensive would spell a catastrophe for more than a million Palestinians sheltering there. Meanwhile, Israeli officials have referred in recent days to an ICC probe that was launched 3 years ago into possible war crimes committed by both Israel and also by Palestinian militants. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Friday Israel will never accept any attempt by the ICC to undermine its inherent right of self-defense. Police departments across the U.S. are reporting an increase in their ranks for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic and the 2020 killing of George Floyd. More sworn officers were hired in 2023 than in any one of the previous 4 years, and fewer officers overall resigned or retired, according to the 214 law enforcement agencies that responded to a survey by the Police Executive Research Forum, or PERF. The survey shows that while small and medium departments had more sworn officers than they did in January 2020, large departments are still more than 5% below their staffing levels from that time, even with a year-over-year increase from 2022 to 2023. The latest presidential election feud? Well, it's between Donald Trump and not Joe Biden, but third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Trump launched a social media tirade against Kennedy over the weekend, saying a vote for Kennedy would be a wasted protest vote and that he'd, quote, even take Biden over Jr. The wildcard independent, a thorn in the side of the Democratic Party for siphoning voters from President Biden, has now become a source of increasing anxiety for Republicans as he threatens to pull votes from Trump in November, according to the latest polls. In a string of posts on his Truth Social platform, Trump called RFK Jr. a Democratic plant strategically placed to help Biden's reelection campaign. Kennedy answered by calling Trump's post unhinged, saying when frightened men take to social media, they risk descending into vitriol, which makes them sound unhinged. The recent polls have shown Kennedy siphoning voters from both candidates with an increase in those disenchanted in Trump's court cases and his antics and shenanigans, now saying they would vote for Kennedy.
Can you imagine how fun a three-way debate would be among those three candidates?
I'd love to see it.
It would be the Stooges. It'd be the Stooges.
Just turn them loose. Oh, my God. It would be hysterical.
Just hit a buzzer, say, start talking, and then back off for about an hour.
Have at it, boys.
Why would you answer that question? Because the question is, radical left.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list?
Shut up, man. Have you seen his wife?
About one quarter of U.S. adults age 50 and older who are not yet retired say, well, they don't expect to ever retire. And 70% are concerned about the rising prices.
How you doing, Joe? Yeah. What percentage are you in?
I don't know.
About one in four.
Yeah, but yours is because you can't sit still.
Right.
Yeah, yours isn't. About four of these folks, one in four say they have no retirement savings, according to research released by an organization.
Howdy. Hi. How are you doing?
My name's Chris.
AARP, yeah.
It's not how much. Right. It's how about lunch.
Huh? The AARP study says agreeing America is worrying more and more about how to make ends meet, even as economists and policymakers say the U.S. economy has all but achieved a soft landing after 2 years of record inflation. Everyday expenses and housing costs, including rent and mortgage payments, are the biggest reasons why people are unable to save. The AARP study, based on interviews finished with more than 8,000 people in coordination with the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, finds that one-third of older adults with credit card debt carry a balance of more than 10 grand. 12% have a balance of 20 grand or more. Those polled also said Social Security is an issue for them. Trump, in an interview with CNBC in March, indicated he would be open to cuts to Social Security and Medicare. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is trying to court older voters by regularly promoting a $35 price cap on insulin for people on Medicare.
If you like what you do, it's not work.
See, that's it.
I like what I do.
Plus, do you ever think, Joe, how much would you miss us?
I mean, not much. Not much at all.
Not much.
Joe, I think this show would be a lot better without us. I don't want to lose my job, but when I listen to this show, I think,
honest.
You know, Joe
honest.
Would sound really, really good if he didn't have those four idiots with him.
Yeah. Oddly enough, I agree with Kenny on that.
Where's the party?
I have no idea why I'm working here. I really don't.
We have talked about this year's
You're
double
cicada.
You're
strangely quiet, aren't you?
I'm just keeping my mouth shut. I like my job. I like what I do.
Yeah.
Rook has taken the George Costanza approach for a number of years. Keep your head down. Look a little busy. Right. And I followed in his footsteps.
Carry a clipboard.
This is my guy right here.
I got to get down to that thing.
We've talked about this year's double cicada crop already, and now there's a new story out of South Carolina. Apparently, they're so loud, the ones that are coming out.
How loud are they?
Thank you. Most residents are calling the sheriff's office, asking why they can't hear sirens. Or no, that's not right. Okay. Let me do that over.
All right.
Asking the sheriff's office why they can hear sirens or a loud roar. There, that's better. Mm-hmm. The Newberry County Sheriff's Office sent out a message on Facebook letting people know the whining sound is only the male cicadas singing to attract mates after more than a decade of being dominant.
Yep.
Some people are flagging down deputies on the road to ask what all the noise is, according to Newberry County Sheriff Lee Foster. The noisiest cicadas are moving around the county of about 38,000 people northwest of Columbia. And trillions of red-eyed periodical cicadas are emerging from underground in the eastern U.S. this month. The broods, as you've talked about extensively, Joe, emerging on 13 or 17-year cycles.
I don't know that I've talked about them extensively. I am.
Well, you've done it a couple times.
I'm fascinated that this is going to happen. Yeah,
quite a bit. Yeah. You talk about it a lot, actually.
All right.
You lose sleep over the cicadas?
Yeah. You always bring it up.
No, okay.
I'm not. I didn't mean that as a criticism, Joe. I enjoy those stories. Kenny, on the other hand, I think Kenny's annoyed by the sound. Yeah.
Well, the cicadas themselves I hate. And then you throw in the frogs and then the horny geese that are going at it all night long. It's
a lousy life, though. I wouldn't want to be a cicada. You have to be underground for so long, and then you're out, but not for long at all,
right,
and then you're
checking
dead.
Your watch going, oh, it's done.
Where do you stand on John Cicada? You like him?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. I don't know if I've ever heard horny geese.
All night long, it's John Cicada, actually.
But.
Why?
Why do I have to ruin it? Because my nickname is FYI, okay?
Yeah.
And, yes?
Are you done?
Well, I got one more.
All right.
A pocket watch that belonged to the richest passenger on the Titanic has sold for $1.46 million at auction this past Saturday, smashing the presale estimate. Henry Aldridge & Son, the auction house that sold the watch, had predicted it would sell for between $120 to $160 grand. As I said, it went for $1.46 million. Ooh. The auction was for John Jacob Astor IV's 14-karat gold Waltham pocket watch. It was sold to an American buyer. The watch, engraved with the initials JJA, was found on Astor's body when the body was recovered several days after the Titanic sank in April 1912. It was also found with a diamond ring, gold and diamond cufflinks, 225 pounds in English notes, and $2,400 in American money. The watch was completely restored after being returned to Astor's family and worn by his son, according to the auction house. It was well known he was the richest passenger aboard the MS Titanic, and he was worth about $87 million at the time. If that were turned into today's money, he'd have been worth several billion.
That's a lot of money back then.
That's some good dough.
Well, so who did he play in the movie, in all seriousness? Was he the guy that, you know, took the little girl and pretended it was his daughter? Was that guy?
No, he refused to get on a boat.
The hell are you guys talking about?
How'd they get the watch?
Well, his body was recovered.
Oh,
he floated up.
I see.
But he asked. Go ahead.
Astor died after helping his pregnant wife escape into the last lifeboat, survived the accident. So that's.
They did not have good lifeboat training on that boat.
Well, they didn't have enough either.
Yeah. Right. But the ones they had were inefficiently used.
Right.
When most people thought, we're fine. It's just going to sink down a little bit, and then we're going to be okay.
Come up, go back around.
Is that something you show off in all seriousness? Hey, this is a guy that died on the Titanic.
I'd lead people into the den and say, look at a guy in the Titanic was wearing this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eric Braeden played him in the movie, Chris. I have no idea who that
is.
Okay,
all right. So he was featured in the movie. Got it.
I don't know. I didn't see the movie.
Can you imagine if Mohler was at that auction for that watch? That thing's not worth $10. I'll take it.
John, thank you.
Well, yours.
Thanks,
welcome.
John.
You're welcome, Rook.
Say, I've got information about Renewal by Anderson. I was looking through the 175th anniversary publication that the Pioneer Press has put out. You can order it online. It's really nifty. It's 175 years worth of photos.
Wow.
Well, it doesn't. Yeah.
I mean,
that's pretty cool.
At the very beginning. Well, there's one where a guy is manufacturing a window at Renewal by Anderson.
No way.
Yeah, back in the 50s or whatever. They've been around a long time. They're the best windows you can find.
That's
They're also
cool.
known for their. Well, it's not just windows. You can get the patio doors and the entry doors, but these acclaimed windows are the newest invention. They've been engineered by Renewal by Anderson. They're absolutely the best. And Renewal is a J.D. Power Award winner and the most 5-star reviews in the greater Twin Cities among leading full-service window replacement companies. You can see the verification for all of that on their website. And they're the best, and they can prove it. So if you're in the market for new windows, check out Renewal's Reclaim Replacement Windows. Learn more at renewalbyanderson.com/GarageLogic or give Renewal by Anderson a call at 651-705-6931.
Rolling.
This guy wears many hats, just not indoors. Joe Soucheray.
We're going back to John Haidt in the newsroom.
Well, I had to look it up because that's just my nature. Eric Braeden, the fellow that played John Jacob Astor in Titanic, he is, I didn't know him by name, but I certainly know him because my wife watches The Young and the Restless. I'm sure some of you have run into that in the past. He is Victor Newman, the chief bad guy.
Wasn't that Jesse's buddy? Hello,
Victor.
Victor Newman.
That's when Victor Jesse Newman made his appearance on there. He talked to Victor. Yeah.
And also, he was the, and I didn't discover this till a couple years ago when I saw some reruns. If you ever watched The Rat Patrol in the 60s, if you remember.
Vaguely remember it.
The German guy who was the head of the Germans they always fought, it was always the same guy, which I found a little weird. That was also a very young Eric Braeden.
Well,
so there you
damned.
Go. So now Eric Braeden was Victor, Young and the Restless.
Hello, Jesse.
Now, you haven't told me why you're really here.
What's Victor?
Oh, I'm not here for another campaign contribution, if that's what you're worried about, Victor. I'm not worried about that. You know that I would support you any day. No, I was in Genoa City on some business, and how could I leave without stopping by to say hi to a dear old friend?
Well, I'm glad you stopped by, Jesse. I really am. Except I've got a bone to pick with you.
What's that?
What's that?
Why the hell did you decide not to run for president? I mean, imagine, the coming elections are boring the way they are. It would have been far more interesting with you in it.
Well, there's always 2004, that is.
That is, if what?
Why don't you run with me? We'd be the dream ticket.
What acting?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait. Pause.
You mean you're...
Yeah.
Hmm. Is Victor dead?
That's an interesting idea, you know. Except one problem.
Uh-oh. What is it?
What's that?
Well, who takes top spot?
That would be a problem. If our two egos were to clash, I don't think the country could survive it.
That is amazing.
You have a great sense of humor, just
now and then.
Yeah. Wow.
Rick, when I watch a fine clip like that from The Young and the Restless, July 10th of 2000, and I see former Governor Ventura appearing on the screen, do you ever hold a grudge against Joe and Pat for costing you a life of riches on the stage and the screen because of all the ridicule they held upon the former governor?
Not a day goes by when I don't think about that. How I got screwed over, guilt by association. I'd probably be running some company or political conspiracy company. And just because these more, he calls them, one of the best nicknames of all time, Governor Turnbuckle, was a funny nickname. Mm-hmm. That was a funny nick. But because they screwed it all up, I have to settle in this muck.
You're blaming them for you holding on to their coattails as opposed to getting a little ambition and desire and
yes,
going out and achieving greatness on your own.
100%.
Absolutely.
100%. They were standing on my coattails and I was trying to go away. And they're forcing me to stay.
May I say something?
Please.
Oh, see.
Why don't you tell me? I don't know.
Video of a drag queen in Massachusetts leading a group of young kids to chant Free Palestine has sparked a backlash, with some calling it indoctrination. Really? The encounter, which unfolded at a Queer Storytime for Palestine event sponsored by the Valley Families for Palestine group in Amherst, Mass., last week, had gone viral by Thursday as outrage mounted. Today, we're going to do is shout Free Palestine. Can I hear that? The drag queen known as Lil Miss Hot Mess was filmed telling the children in the 30-second clip. Does it ever occur to you, drag guys, trans people, do you ever read the paper? Do you ever watch TV? Have you ever maybe listened to the top-of-the-hour news on the radio? Has it ever occurred to you that you would die within 30 seconds of being Palestine with your drag show? Do you realize you would just be slaughtered? You realize that? And all you kids on campus, you're still wearing your COVID mask while you're living in your $200 tents and having buffet food brought to you, but you think America's so horrible. Do you realize that you're gone? I mean, they're using you, but the minute they don't need you, you're done for. You realize that? Do any of them realize that?
I don't think they thought that far ahead.
Please tell me you saw the video that surfaced over the weekend of an anonymous group that funded and constructed the giant screen outside of the UCLA pro-Hamas encampment showing footage of the October 7th massacre on loop.
Well, there are people fighting back. For example, a guy at, I think it was at Berkeley, showed up at 4:30 in the morning to raise the American flag and made a hell of a lot of noise.
Yeah.
And then other campuses are turning on their water systems in the middle of the night. Because these little snowflakes can't handle it.
You know why they have masks on, right? The masks.
Yeah. Why?
That's just to protect their identity.
Oh. Yeah, so nobody knows who they are.
Yeah, that's... Which is kind of shifty in itself, isn't it?
I don't think it's going to be Friday.
No, it's not looking good for this Friday.
For the opener. But it's coming, so make sure your garage door and opener is in top working condition with Precision Garage Door. Book online at precisiondoormn.com or call 612-263-6985.
Rook, I don't want to cause any type of controversy mm-hmm. with a future guest reappearing on the Garage Logic podcast, former Governor Jesse Ventura, but you know the next clip that does appear after his appearance with Victor Newman on Young and the Restless is with Victor's wife, Melody Thomas Scott, a little kiss on the cheek.
I don't have any comment about that.
He kissed her on the cheek.
Hey, it was the friendly. Oh,
well,
good to
hello.
See you.
How are you? What's wrong with that?
I'm just.
Victor around?
You know what I'm getting at? I don't know. Why don't you tell me where Victor is? Our two egos are above par.
You're quite an actor, Jesse.
You know, one of my greatest roles was when I was Secundus.
What's Secundus?
I forget the title of the movie, but my name was Secundus.
Predator? Was it Predator?
No, I did Predator and Running Man as a favor to Arnold. You know,
but you got paid.
I got paid. Yeah, I stuck it to him. I'm fully vested in the after SAG. I've got the full pension. You know?
I do.
Why don't you tell me what pension you have?
Mr. Governor, would you wish Joe and Rookie a happy anniversary here in the Garage Logic?
Yeah, Such.
You've been listening since day one.
I don't listen to the show, but on Friday, when you were talking about the political scam, I think you did well, but I don't listen to the show. Yeah.
Governor, I can answer your question. You played Secundus in Abraxas, Guardian of the Universe.
Abraxas, yeah, that's right. It was Abraxas. It's hard to spell. I think I did quite well with that.
Is that a cartoon?
It was high tech. No, it was high tech. It was pretty deep, probably above your pay grade, you know.
Such, what was the name of the movie you were in?
When he was riding the elephant?
I think it was Circus Boy.
Yeah. What about that TV show you starred in for a couple of years? What was that TV show?
I did a lot of television work.
I didn't know that.
North Star Confidential.
Yeah, tell me about North Star Confidential. what did you bring to the table?
A movie about an old ballpark or something?
Oh, that was a book.
That was the Metrodome. He wrote about the Metrodome.
Only because
76 every game. Pretty boring. You know,
only because renewal by
was that like a 40 pager?
Yeah, the Metrodome. We like it here. Remember that?
I had nothing to do with that.
You wrote that?
No, I didn't.
Why don't you tell me who wrote it?
I didn't write "We Like It"
okay,
here.
Okay, that's fine, but it was about the Metrodome. Did you mention the Metrodome?
No, I did not write
about
the Metrodome.
Did you mention the Metrodome in your book?
No.
The word Metrodome does not come up in your book.
It does.
Okay, so you wrote about the Metrodome.
No, I wrote about Metropolitan Stadium.
I can't do this today, you know? Let's do it tomorrow. I gotta drive my electric car.
I did notice the week that he wasn't on with us, on with Chad. That hurt my feelings.
In person?
I don't know about
that. No, it was
that.
On the phone. He was going to come on with us on the phone, but Joe wanted him in studio.
I'm better on the phone. You know, I can sit in my underwear in my house, my recliner.
You don't have to drive your Tesla in.
I don't have to take the Tesla out. I can just sit there, you know. Why are you just sitting there?
Renewal by Anderson brings
you. Do your show, you know.
Renewal by Anderson.
You need me to tell you how to do a radio show?
Renewal by Anderson brings you.
Rookie, bring me all that fresh material.
Only because they come to us all the way from, let's see where this is.
Happy anniversary, by the way.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse.
April 29th, 1993.
Yeah.
You know?
We're still in Apache Junction, Arizona.
All right.
On this day.
Oh, my God. April 29th.
We didn't do much on this day.
Except celebrate the GL anniversary.
That's right. On this day in 1993, Garage Logic was launched.
Here we go.
On this day in 1816,
429,
Congress passed a law extending fur trading licenses to U.S. citizens only. Soon after, John J. Astor's American Fur Company pushed out its British rivals, the Hudson's Bay and Northwest Companies. Is John J. Astor the guy that Victor played?
He's the dad.
Uh-huh.
Because John J. Astor II is the one that drowned.
On this day,
April 29th,
in 1858, I don't remember this one from all our years of doing this day in history. On this day in 1858, entertainer Daniel D. Emmett obtained a license for his Ethiopian minstrels, blackface minstrelsy group.
Is that some kind of female thing? I don't know. It sounded pretty deep.
Emmett visited the state often, in the 1850s while his brother Lafayette served as Chief Justice of the Minnesota Supreme Court. And it is believed that while here, he wrote an early version of Dixie, which was performed at Russell C. Mugger's Music Store in St. Paul. Well, there's a lot of interesting names in there, isn't there?
Yeah,
Ethiopian minstrels and Lafayette Emmett and Russell C. Mugger. And
who's Dixie?
Dixie was a song about the South.
That's a stripper.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
Sorry, were we done with this?
Well, that's it for this day in history.
May I ask a question on the anniversary of Garage Logic? And I'm only asking this question to entertain the young man sitting to my right in the other room.
Is Royce here?
He is. When you decided to leave your very first show ever early, mm-hmm. who concluded the program in Garage Logic?
That's a great question. I think we might have just ended the show.
Tape delay.
Yeah. Right.
Run a replay. They ran a replay.
I don't remember.
Best of.
We didn't have any.
Best of.
Re-racked that first hour. Let's go here.
I don't know what we did. I don't know what we did.
Got it.
Well, who was on after me? They must have started early.
Vogel?
Would have been
Maybe
Vogel.
It was Vogel.
Was it Turi?
Could have been Turi.
I think Vogel was gone already.
4-6 and... Oh, yeah. Vogel died in 92.
You would have replaced Vogel, right?
No, I replaced...
Or did you replace Turi?
No, he was 2-4. 2-4. It's a great question. I'm going to find out from Griff.
Was Barbara still on Griff when I started? Gone.
No, our archivist.
Maybe it was Lori and Julia. Maybe they took
over.
No. No? Okay.
What did he say?
I don't know.
Terry Ryder, he says.
Hey, Pat, how about those Timberwolves now? What are you saying now about the Timberwolves? I might stick around for sports talk. You know? Hey,
claim those town council tickets for the Twins game. May 9th, it's a day game.
How?
We'll see you there. Governor, are you coming?
I'm going to be there, you know? What time?
It's a day game.
It's a noon game.